Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome in to another edition of America Outdoors Radio. I'm so glad you're here, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited to hit the water later this week for a tournament, bass fishing tournament. It is the Limit Out Marine Pro-Am. I'll be fishing from the back of the boat as a amateur angler on my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington. By the way, this tournament has got a pretty big payout. As a matter of fact, if we get 100 boats, there's actually going to be a Phoenix bass boat awarded to the boater slash pro, and the amateur can win up to $5,000. Hoping to cash a check in this one, mainly because I've never cashed a check yet, but hey, here's hoping I'm going to get a couple of good pros, learn a lot, and have a good shared weight with them. If you want to find out more about this tournament, just go to bigbasstrail.com. That's the website to go to, and sign up by the 21st. That's this Sunday. The tournament's taking place on the 25th and the 26th. It's going to be a ton of fun. This week on the show, we've got some really good guests for you. One of them is our friend Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef. Because spring is here, that means it's time to think about camping and fishing. And when it comes to fishing, you might want to do a short lunch if you catch a mess of crappie or a trout or maybe a walleye or even a pike. So what do you use for that shore lunch? Well, Brooks has got some ideas. Camp Chef just happens to have several two-burner camp stoves available, and these are not your old green Coleman stoves. Oh, no. These are much, much better than those that we grew up with as kids. In addition to this, Brooks will have another idea for your shore lunch, too. Can you say Dutch oven? Oh, yeah. You're going to be hungry after we talk to Brooks. I know I always am after these conversations. Right after that, we're going to talk to Bruce Watkins. He's the owner of Summit Tackle. This is a new company out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. And Bruce and I have a shared passion. That would be Alpine Lakes fishing. Both of us grew up hiking into lakes in the Northern Cascades and in the Rocky Mountains. And both of us came across the same problems. Broken rod tips or branches and sticks inside the reels, and just the awkwardness of lugging a fishing rod, usually a two-piece rod, broken down and strapped together with a rubber band, up and down the hiking trail, especially when you're navigating rocks or logs and that sort of thing. Bruce has solved this with a series of rods, both spinning rods and fly rods. He's got both telescopic rods and 3- and 4-piece pack rods that break down into cases. They come with some really nice reels, too. And better still, we are giving away a fly rod, a pack fly rod, with a fly reel and the case along with an extra prize, too. And all you have to do to enter is just go to our website, AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Shoot me an email. The email address is info@AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Just let me know what station you're listening to, where you live, and you're entered for a chance to win this prize package worth over $200 from Summit Tackle. Bruce can tell you more about their rods and reels during the show today. And then we're going to talk to Faith Jolie. She's with the Utah Division of Natural Resources, and she wrote a great article about what to do if you come across a baby bird on the ground. It is that time of year where birds are leaving the nest, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not on purpose, and she's got some very good advice with different scenarios about exactly what you should do if you find a baby bird that appears to be orphaned in your backyard. Like I said, three great guests and three great topics. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp, and in case you didn't know, they have a whole line of knife sharpeners designed for your kitchen cutlery. They've both got manual pull-through knife sharpeners, and they've got electric knife sharpeners. I've got one of their knife sharpeners sitting on my counter right now. Use it all the time, and it's held up for several years. These are very reliable, they're rugged, and they're affordable, too. So check them out at WorkSharpTools.com. That's the website to go to, WorkSharpTools.com. You'll also find WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores all over North America. Before we chat with our guest today, I wanted to share some outdoors news with you. And the news is related to chronic wasting disease. It's a real problem among our deer herds in much of America. It continues to spread across the country. And the disease ultimately results in death for the deer that contracted. The last stages make them look like zombies, and they call them zombie deer, these deer that are suffering from this disease shortly before they expire. It's common now to check in your deer at check stations on opening weekends, not just to make sure you're following the law, but also to take samples to make sure that your deer does not have chronic wasting disease. And the advice has always been from fish and game agencies that you should not eat any deer that's infected with chronic wasting disease, even though there has been no proven link between eating a deer with chronic wasting disease and contracting any sort of disease after you do. Well, that may have changed. From Field and Stream, we learned that a study has found that several hunters died after consuming chronic wasting disease infected venison. The study was published recently in the journal Neurology. The title of the study is Two Hunters from the Same Lodge Afflicted with Sporadic CJD. And then it goes on to say, is chronic wasting disease to blame? The authors of the study highlight a cluster of CJD cases, CJD being Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is known for its association with mad cow disease. Now, mad cow disease, as you know, is transmitted in cows through misfolded proteins called prions. And like chronic wasting disease, it causes a cascade of brain-related maladies that eventually lead to death in the cows unlucky enough to contract it. And as you may recall from about 20, 30 years ago, mad cow disease has been shown to transmit to human beings through the consumption of infected beef. And that disease, when it's manifest in people, is referred to as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD for short. Now let's fast forward to this lodge. It turns out an unnamed hunter contracted CJD after the regular consumption of venison from deer infected with chronic wasting disease. In 2022, a 72-year-old man with a history of consuming meat from a CWD-infected deer population presented with rapid onset confusion and aggression, which is a classic symptom of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Despite aggressive symptomatic treatment of seizures and agitations, the patient's condition deteriorated and he died within a month of the initial presentation. A postmortem was conducted and he was confirmed to have sporadic Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Not only did he catch it, but one of his friends who ate venison from the same deer population also recently died from this same disease. The study doesn't reveal where the hunters who contracted the CJD lived and hunted, but it does note the three states with the largest distribution of CWD-infected deer herds by county are Kansas, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. The disease is also prevalent in Canadian deer herds. The authors of the study are quick to point out that the causation for the recent Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease case in hunters remains unproven, but their findings underscore the grave threats of consuming chronic wasting disease-infected meat and the importance of having that deer meat tested for CWD by your state fish and game agency whenever possible. So again, don't eat the meat of a CWD-infected deer, elk, or other ungulate, because for the first time, we now have a study that shows that, yes, it may cause CJD or the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in you, and that's going to kill you. Turning to other news, you've probably heard of albino deer before, but what about a golden walleye? Yes, there is such a thing. And from Target Walleye, we learned that one was recently caught in northern Green Bay. Lydia Doerr, a research technician at the Michigan DNR, said they netted and released a golden walleye, which she described as one in a million walleye, on Wednesday, April 10th. The walleye has a dark brown back, but the rest of the body is golden in color. How does the walleye end up that way? Well, according to Lydia Doerr, that walleye had a genetic mutation that affects the pigment of the lighter colored skin cell. So if you ever find yourself with a golden walleye, consider yourself lucky, and you might want to take that fish to a taxidermist. Stick around, we've got our conversation with Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef coming up right after this short word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Brooks Hansen on the line with Camp Chef. A lot of folks are going out fishing. Some of them are in canoes in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness up in Minnesota. Others might be rafting down the Snake River in Hell's Canyon. Others still are in rivers and streams and lakes all across the nation. And at some point, you're going to get hungry. You're going to want to fry up some of your catch on shore, and that's called a shore lunch. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. You're right, it's fishing season is just starting to take off, getting out of that ice fishing mode, trying to get into regular fishing mode. Yeah, I was going to say battling ice off and runoff and trying to navigate all that. It's going to be a good year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I know you're no stranger to shore lunches. When it comes to maybe frying up a trout or maybe a walleye, what's something you like to do on shore?
Man, there's so much you can do, but I think your traditional fried shore lunch is probably one of my favorite shore lunch meals. Whether you take the fillets, make sure it's deboned, get some small chunks of meat, get a batter. There's lots of different batters out there, whether it's wet or dry. There's all kinds of different secret recipes. Everybody's got a secret fish batter recipe, depending on what seasoning they put, whatever they use, and then fry it. There's people that'll fry it in lard. There's people fry it in different cooking oils, so I like to find what works best for me and what's available where I'm at.
And let's talk about seasoning. Are you a lemon pepper guy, or are you a basic salt, pepper, garlic guy, or what?
Oh, those are all good points. Salt, pepper, garlic goes good with everything. But when it comes to fish, I do like a little lemon pepper seasoning. I think that the natural herb, the lemon pepper, the citrus, is something that brings out the flavor in fish.
Well, let's talk about some of the camp stoves you have available that are perfect for putting in a boat. I guess we'll start off with your best seller, the Everest 2X. Tell our listeners about this.
Yeah, the Everest 2X is just an incredible stove. It's been one of our best sellers in the small suitcase style stoves for a number of years. The thing that makes it so unique is it's a high pressure stove. It's got a 20,000 BTU burner on both two 20,000 BTU burners, so they're high pressure. So they get hot, and they get hot fast. It's got a controllable knob, so you can turn it down to a simmer. It's just a robust, bomb-proof stove, and it's really about the burners and the amount of heat. You're trying to boil some water or maybe get some oil hot to fry fish in. You can do it so quick with that 20,000 BTUs.
And the windscreen is awfully handy, and of course, you don't need a match. It's a lightless ignition, so that's good, too.
Yep.
Let's talk about one you've got on sale, and this one kind of covers a couple of bases. The Rainier 2X, it's on sale normally $200. Right now, it's $129.99 online.
Yeah, you can get a great deal on the Rainier. The Rainier is a combo stove. It's got a grill griddle on one side, and then it's got an open burner on the other. It's still a small suitcase-style stove that you can throw in the boat real easy and doesn't take up a ton of room. Still have the built-in windscreen as it folds up. And you've got an 8,000 BTU burner on one side and then a 10,000 BTU burner that runs the grill and griddle on the other side. So a lot of versatility there. You know, you might want to just fry a fish on a hot plate and a little bit of butter, which is awesome. And then you can boil some water on the other side or a saucepan on the other side on the open burner. So a little more versatile than the Everest, but not as robust as far as burners and BTUs. Still an outstanding stove, and that's a heck of a buy on it right now.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one that's more expensive, about $390, but looks ideal if you are maybe a rafter, if you're concerned about weight and really want to cook for a crowd, the Mountaineer.
The Mountaineer is a great stove because it's aluminum. So when you hit the nail on the head there when you talked about a rafter, water's going to get in the boat. When you're hitting rapids, water's going to get in the boat, and water and steel usually don't mix if you don't dry it off, and you'll get a little rust. Well, the aluminum body is going to avoid all that. Plus, like you mentioned, weight, it's a lot lighter. It also is a high-pressure stove similar to the Everest, very similar burners, 20,000 BTUs. matchless ignition. It can run off a bulk tank. You can also grab an adapter and run off a one-pound tank. It's an awesome stove. It's more of a square body, still suitcase style. It's a little bit bigger than the Everest. One cool feature is it does have an accessory leg kit that you can purchase. And that leg kit, it kind of makes all the difference in the world. They're aluminum legs with built-in leg levelers. And it's a really, really cool stove. If you've got room in the boat, it's just so robust. It's also a great overlanding stove. There's a lot of overlanders that have fallen in love with that stove.
Oh, I can completely understand why. It is a thing of beauty, that's for sure, and I love the aluminum. All right, let's change topics from camp stoves to Dutch oven cooking. And I bring this up because it was, probably about 17 years ago, I was on a float trip with Steve Fleming, owner of Maha Outfitters. We were going down the John Day River fishing for smallmouth bass, catching a whole bunch of smallmouth bass, by the way. But along the way, he had a Dutch oven in his drift boat, and he was cooking lasagna. And I was like a Pavlovian dog. I was salivating by the time we got to shore and he started setting up a table for lunch. There was like nothing better. Have you ever done that sort of shore lunch yourself?
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff where we've hauled some Dutch ovens and maybe get a pot of potatoes. We've done, like you mentioned, lasagnas. You can do chicken and even fish. So, yeah, I think a Dutch oven doesn't take up a lot of room. One key component, though, is you got to have fire. So you got to make sure where you're rafting, you're not in fire restriction areas where you can have a fire. If there's a fire ring or control fire area, and it usually helps to pack some briquettes. I mean, that's usually what they're going to burn the hottest, some charcoal or briquettes to cook in the oven. And they're heavier, they're cast iron, but you can do so much in those ovens. They're an oven. A good buddy told me Dutch oven cooking is so easy and so fun once you get the hang of it. And he said, never lift the lid because if you're looking, you ain't cooking. And he said, there's three tips. If it smells burnt, it's burnt. If it smells done, it's done. If you can't smell anything at all, leave it alone. So there's your Dutch oven cooking tip.
Those are some wonderful Dutch oven cooking tips. I got to ask, you mentioned cooking fish in a Dutch oven. I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Well, have you ever slow cooked some fish, like steamed fish?
I guess I have not, believe it or not. I've eaten it before, but I've never done it myself.
Yeah, and if you don't pack a stove and you just have an oven and you have a little bit of charcoal, you can do that. Like if you wrap it in foil and kind of steam it like a trout, works really good. You put some lemon pepper in there, maybe a lemon. Kind of like the same idea as you roast it over the fire. You can do it in an oven to be a little cleaner. The other thing, too, is you can still pack a little bit of oil and use that pot as your fry basket or your fry pot.
Gotcha.
And you can fry up some fish in the oven just as well.
Every time we have a conversation, I walk away hungry, and you've done it to me again, Brooks. Anything else folks should know about Camp Chef and some of the camp stoves and Dutch ovens you've got for sale?
I would just say, you know, don't be afraid to get out and try new things. And if you're looking for any type of outdoor cooking experience or equipment, check out campchef.com because we have everything that you need to cook outdoors.
You absolutely do. And folks, you'll also find Camp Chef products and quality sporting goods stores, including the big box stores all over North America. But again, don't miss out on this deal for the Rainier 2X. Now, this one is online. $129.99 for the Rainier 2X. Great combo stove. You're going to love this one, but you can only get it at campchef.com. That's campchef.com. Just go to the shop tab, look for stoves and ovens, and buy one today. Brooks, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me, and happy fishing this spring.
Absolutely.
Let me introduce you to the Camp Chef High Pressure Outdoor Cooker Line. We built this line of cookers with those summer seafood boils in mind. Whether you're looking to boil for a large group or just for the family, there's a high-pressure outdoor cooker built for everyone to enjoy. They come in four different sizes, from 30 quarts all the way to 100 quarts. Put that in perspective, that's 15 pounds of crawfish in the 30 quart and 50 pounds of crawfish in the 100 quart. So no matter how large your party is, you'll have the right tool for the job. These all-in-one kits include a high output burner, a boiling pot, and a basket with a twist drain strainer for ease of use. Each cooker is equipped with an electric push-button ignition and a powerful burner for a faster boil. If you're looking for the right tool to take on your next cookout, The Camp Chef high-pressure outdoor cookers are for you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We told you at the top of the hour we're doing a giveaway today, a packable fly rod and reel from Summit Tackle. And now we've got the owner on the line. That would be Bruce Watkins coming at us today from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the opportunity.
So, Bruce, I'm really glad you reached out to me to tell me about your spinning rods and fly rods that are very lightweight. They are very packable, take up very little space. They're perfect for the backcountry angler going in, whether on foot or on horseback or in an ATV, or the traveling angler who wants to pack something maybe in their carry-on wherever they might be going. This is really good stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what we designed the rods for. I grew up fishing in the North Cascades and now live here in southeast Idaho. I fish the Teton River as well as the Alpine Lakes here and the Tetons and Yellowstone. And I've always found it a bit of a challenge to carry those rods in the underbrush and along the riverbanks. And so we decided as a small team to come up with a rod that was compact and transportable, but very durable. And also the rods themselves have a carbon spine, but we put a fiberglass tip on, which makes them very fishable for the species that we're targeting, including trout and bass. We also have gone the same direction with fly rods and found that the fly rods are also very fishable and castable. The rods were designed to be packed into a small case, so they fit in a backpack. They fit behind the saddle of a horse, easily fit on the front or back of an ATV, or of course a side-by-side where there's more room, and also fit very well on a mountain bike if you're a mountain biker getting into the Alpine Lakes.
I hadn't even thought of that last option, but that makes perfect sense. You know, you and I are of a similar age, and I also grew up with a love of hiking into Alpine Lakes and the Cascade Mountains and also the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, but definitely had some misfires along the way. Vividly remember going on a three-day hike in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, high elevation, had an old fiberglass rod, put it in my backpack, and you know what happened. I broke off that tip within the first couple of miles trying to duck under a log, and that made for not so fun fishing after that. And you know, otherwise you just kind of take your normal fishing rod and put a rubber band on it, put it in half, and try to lug it along so you never have that hand free. And again, sometimes accidents happen and rods break, but you've really solved it with these rods here. I mean, you sent me some rods to test, and the telescopic rods compared to the telescopic rod I have, night and day difference. The old school telescopic rod I had, you know, it was tough, but it was kind of like casting just a thick wooden stick. Your telescopic rods, both the fly rod and the spinning rod, love the medium action on them. They just cast really well.
So we designed the telescopic fly rods in two weights. The rod that I quite frankly like the most is a smaller 7.5 foot. It's a 2-3 weight fly rod, and I use that in the Alpine Lakes. I think that your description of breaking the tip off a rod is all too familiar. I think anybody who's packed into the Alpine Lakes has done that at one time or another and found fishing a bit of a challenge with partial rod.
Oh, yes.
So we design these rods to be really compact, but they're also very fishable. With the right line weight on there and the right fly combination, they're very castable as well. We found that the same solution worked for us for the telescopic spinning and the four-piece spinning rods. And I've actually found that the smaller of the fly rods and the four-piece spinning rods have the same feel as a two-piece or even a solid rod. They've been outstanding for performance here in the Tetons.
Let's talk about the other spinning rods. So you sent me this pack rod, and I got to tell you, I really like it. It's four pieces. It's 6.5 feet long. It has a fast action tip, medium light overall action. And I'm fishing this, you know, tossing spinners for trout, and I'm thinking, this would be perfect for tube baits and smallmouth bass. And I actually am going to be fishing a tournament at the end of April, probably going to take that rod and reel along for just that very thing. And speaking of the reel, you know, the reel on these spinning rods, it's really nice. I mean, it's small and compact. It fits right in the case with the rods. It's really smooth. And I love the fact that, you know, most spinning reels, if you're going to fit them into a small space, you have to basically screw the handle off, you know, or unscrew the handle, I should say, to take it off. But on your reel, you literally push a button and that handle folds right in. Ingenious.
So on the reels, we work directly with the factory, and this is a 5-bearing plus 1 reel. It's an excellent quality reel. I've used this reel since we started our prototyping, which is about a year ago. And I found the same exact thing you found. The reel is very smooth. The drag action is very smooth. And that little part about folding the reel handle back has worked great for us. And that way you can put it back into the case and not have to worry about taking your entire rod down and storing it without the reel being on it. We just leave the reel on, throw it in the case, and off you go. It's not just a time saver, but it also is an equipment saver. So it keeps the dust out of the reel, keeps, of course, the branches out of the reel, which everybody who's hiked up in the Alpines with an exposed reel and rod know that you're going to end up with pine needles and branches and twigs in your equipment, as well as the dust from the trail. So the actions we are very happy about. I personally tested every one of these as a prototype before they went into production. I've fished some of the smaller rivers like the Teton, and I've also fished on the South Fork. We found the rods to be very castable as well as compact, so I'm confident that people that are fishing the Alpine Lakes can make that long cast for the deeper, further out trout.
Let's talk a little bit about the fly rod reels, too. Again, very lightweight, very smooth. What's the material they're made out of?
So the fly reels are CNC machined aluminum. They're a very high quality reel. We are very happy with the actions on those. The fly rods themselves are just like the spinning rods. They have a carbon backbone and a fiberglass tip. We decided to go with high-grade components, so the cork and the reel seats have been upgraded. The guides are also upgraded. We worked through, I believe, four prototypes before we found a rod that we were happy enough with that we could put into production.
Well, the bottom line is this, folks. If you are in the market for a rod to take on your next backcountry trip, or if you are flying somewhere and want to take something in your carry-on or your baggage, you got to check out Summit Tackle. The website to go to, summittackleco.com. That's summittackleco.com. Again, they've got telescopic fly rods. They've got pack rods in various lengths. They've got a four-piece spinning rod that we just told you about. And they've also got a telescopic spinning rod, too. They come in durable cases that are going to keep your rods and your reel safe. And we are giving away one today. So here's how to enter. All you have to do, if you want a chance to win a Summit Tackle Fly Combo, that's going to be a fly rod and a fly reel and the case, along with a vacuum-sealed sport bottle that you can use to have water in it. It's got the Summit logo on it. All you have to do is just go to our website, AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, and shoot me an email. The email address is info@AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, and all you have to do is just say, I listen to you on this station, or I listen to you, you know, from wherever you're listening, whether it be Little Rock, Arkansas, or Seattle, Washington, or Idaho Falls, Idaho, or anywhere else. That's all you have to do to enter. We're going to go ahead and announce the winner on April 25th, and with any luck, it might be you. So enter today. Again, just go to our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, shoot us an email, and let us know what station you're listening to and where you live, and you're entered for a chance to win this package that is worth over $200 for Summit Tackle. So get to it. Go ahead and enter. And again, check out the website, summittackleco.com. That's summittackleco.com. And look into buying a packable spinning rod or fly rod today. Bruce, really like what you got here, and thanks for sharing it with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
In other news, got to give it up for our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've come up with something very unique. It's the Garden Gun Smoothbore 22 caliber lever action rifle. Now, the Henry Garden Gun is one that you use if you are trying to deal with mice or maybe snakes on your property. And obviously, if you live in the city, this isn't going to work out for you. But if you live in the country and want to get rid of some of these pests, this is the perfect rifle for you. It actually uses a 22 caliber long-range shot shell. And because it's a smoothbore and doesn't have rifling, it distributes the projectiles in a really tight pattern that's going to work great for getting rid of those pests. Throw in the fact it's got a 15-round capacity, and there's plenty of pest control to go around. It only weighs 5.25 pounds. Like all of the firearms from Henry Repeating Arms, it's made in the USA. It looks great. It comes with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. So check it out. You can find out more details at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at ExploreTheDalles.com.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
You know, you see a huge group of people, and maybe they're in line to do something, and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people, and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, it is springtime, and whether you're in the backyard or just walking around in the field, you might find a baby bird on the ground. You might be wondering, what do I do with this? I want to make sure it's okay. Well, it turns out the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources just published an article on this very subject to tell you exactly what you should do. And with us here to tell you more is Faith Jolly with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Faith, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
So I've gone through this before. I think a lot of our listeners have too. And this article really breaks down some really good rules of thumb. So, for example, if you find a baby bird on the ground and it doesn't have any feathers, what do you do?
Yes. So, like you said, a lot of people run into this in the springtime. So we really wanted to be specific so people don't really question what they're supposed to do. So, yeah, again, if it's on the ground, it does not have feathers, you can put it back in its nest. So there's kind of a common misconception with some other wildlife species, it's more of a concern. But with birds, you actually don't have to be concerned about touching it or leaving your scent on the bird. So a lot of birds don't have a good sense of smell. So you can pick up a baby bird. Its parents won't even know it's been handled. So yes, essentially just pick up that little bird if you can catch it and put it safely back on, you know, the branch, or if you can find the nest, that's even better. Put it back right there in the nest.
You know, it's funny you say that. That's a misconception I've held my entire life. It's just something I think that gets passed down, is that if you handle any animal, including a bird, that it'll be abandoned by its, you know, its parents. So good to know that that's not the case. Now, on the other hand, if you find a baby bird that has feathers on it, different rule applies.
Yes. So if it has feathers, these ones are called fledglings. The other ones are called nestlings, if you want to get really bird nerd. But yes, if it has feathers, it's not technically a baby anymore. And actually, they have most of their flight feathers at that point, and they're getting close to being able to fly. So we actually recommend just leaving those ones alone. If, you know, typically they can hop around. They're a little more mobile. They're getting close to being able to fly on their own. So if it's not in danger, we recommend just actually leave it where you found it. And this is kind of its normal natural process it's going through before it starts flying. So let it hop around, you know, let it kind of build up its strength to start its own flight. The parents are still in the area watching it. They're still feeding it. Again, if it is in immediate danger, so if it's hopped into a road or something, for instance, then yes, pick it up and kind of move it out of danger's way. But, you know, if you can't catch it, if it's hopping around really quick, just leave it alone because they're mobile and they'll be fine.
Next one, and I was guilty of this with my family. You know, you find the baby bird, you put it in the shoebox, you put some grass in there, and then you try to feed it something, whether it be bird seed or if it's a robin like we had, you try to feed it worms. But your agency recommends don't feed the birds.
Yes, I know. I'm like, unfortunately, Snow White kind of ruined this for all of us, right? We all just have this inclination that we want little tiny cute animals to come into our homes and we'll take care of them. And if we get lucky, they'll do our laundry, right? But yes, that's one of the big things we recommend. Don't bring it inside. Don't feed it. You know, they're fine. And in fact, it actually can be more harmful a lot of times if people are trying to feed, you know, birds and other wildlife. They have really specific diets. So feeding them something that's not part of their diet can actually kill them. So another misconception is that baby birds eat worms. Well, in fact, robins and like a few other bird species can safely eat worms, but a lot of others don't and they can't eat worms. So again, you know, people, we know they have good intentions. They're trying to help the wild animals, but it really does usually do more harm than good. So again, don't try to feed it. Don't try to take it inside or take it home. Just put it back on a branch or in its nest. Or again, if it's got feathers, it's hopping around, just leave it alone and let it do its thing.
What about baby ducks? What if you find a little yellow duckling?
Yes, so kind of similar advice is with other little baby birds. If you find one that looks like it's separated, you know, people always get concerned if they can't see the mother duck nearby. You know, they're fine. They're typically not too far off. So if it looks like it's been separated, don't try to move it. Don't try to take it to a pond. Just leave it in the area. Its mom's going to come back and find it. So the only time you should intervene with baby ducks is if they are trapped somewhere dangerous. So if you hear them chirping down in a storm drain, they've gotten washed down. Or if they're trapped in a swimming pool and the sides are steep, there's not a good place for them to get out. Those are times that you should intervene, right? But otherwise, just leave it alone. And even if it's in a storm drain, right, the average Joe probably can't access a storm drain.
Right.
So call, you know, local city officials to come and help in that situation.
All right. Now, let's talk about not necessarily baby birds. Well, I guess we are still kind of talking about baby birds. Let's talk about bird nests. You know, sometimes a bird nest might be built on a home or building. You know, swallows in particular like to do this. But you're recommending don't move those nests, especially if they're on buildings, right?
Yes. So this is maybe another common misconception that people have. Because most bird species are migratory, they are protected under federal migratory bird laws. And so part of those laws dictate that it actually is illegal to move or disturb a bird nest that has eggs or baby birds in it. And you can actually be cited for doing that. So we know, right, if a bird builds a nest on your porch and it's pooping all over your doorstep, or if it, you know, something like that. Obviously, that's a nuisance, right? And we understand that. But you actually cannot take measures to move it until those birds have hatched and flown and left the nest. And then you can remove the nest, knock it down. And we recommend just take note of that, right? And then after they've left, take measures to prevent them from nesting there again. You know, we don't want people to have damage to their property or to have to deal with a big issue or nuisance like that. So yeah, take those measures to prevent it. But yeah, if there are eggs or baby birds in the nest, you do actually just have to wait it out until they've hatched and they've moved on.
Last but not least, we should talk about avian flu. I mean, this is becoming an issue, especially with waterfowl. And songbirds, are they typically affected with avian flu as well?
Yeah, so fortunately, songbirds are not usually affected by high pathogenic avian flu viruses. So yeah, it does typically, like you mentioned, it mostly impacts waterfowl in kind of the wild bird species. And then it has obviously really impacted some of our domestic bird species, you know, chickens and domestic ducks, things like that have been really susceptible to the virus. And we've seen that all over the news, right? And part of why egg prices have gone up, skyrocketed. But yeah, fortunately, songbirds aren't typically as impacted. So, you know, as the avian flu has kind of swept across the U.S., people shouldn't have to remove bird feeders or, you know, backyard bird baths, things like that should be fine to keep out. Just, you know, we always recommend that you do regularly clean those bird feeders and baths just to prevent any other potential diseases. And then we do recommend if for whatever reason you do happen to see several dead birds in your backyard, that is something that we always recommend you report to your local wildlife agency just so they can come and do some disease testing and kind of see what's going on there.
Well, if you want to find out more about this topic, just Google Wild Aware Utah, and you'll find information about baby birds and a whole lot more about wildlife that applies not just to our listeners in Utah, but listeners all over the country. Faith, thank you so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, a couple of reminders for you before we go. Number one, if you live out west, we're talking Oregon, Washington, Northern California, Idaho, maybe even Western Montana, and you own a bass boat, you really ought to consider coming out to my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington to fish a couple of tournaments. The deadline to register for both of them is this weekend, April 21st. The first is a pro-am tournament. It's being put on by Limit Out Performance Marine, and if we have 100 teams participating, the pro or the boat owner fishing the tournament that wins is going to win a $50,000 bass boat, a Phoenix bass boat no less, with a 150 horsepower motor. That is one heck of a prize. As for the amateur angler fishing on the back of the boat, well, that angler will get a $5,000 paycheck. The dates for this tournament, April 25th and April 26th, and the following week, May 4th and 5th, we've got a big bass tournament with hourly payouts, and again, if we've got 100 boats, the biggest bass that's caught over the weekend is going to be worth $10,000. Now that is a bass worth fishing for. You can find out more and sign up today at BigBassTrail.com. That's BigBassTrail.com for the Pro-Am and Big Bass tournaments taking place at Mardon Resort in Potholes Reservoir in Grant County, Washington. One more reminder is about that giveaway we're doing this weekend, courtesy of Summit Tackle. We are giving away a four-piece fly rod. It's a pack rod, comes in a sturdy little case. It includes a fly reel, and it retails for $179. In addition to this, we're throwing in a, I think it's a 32-ounce vacuum-sealed insulated water bottle with the Summit logo on it. Total price package worth over $200. All you have to do to enter is just go to our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and shoot me an email. Just let me know where you're from, what station you're listening to, and you are entered for a chance to win. We will announce the winners on our Facebook page on April 25th and on the air next weekend. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping, like me, you're going to be doing some fishing, tournament fishing, as a matter of fact, at that very pro-am we just discussed. But any fishing will do. It's also turkey hunting season for a lot of you out there, and it's just a great time to be out on the trails or out on the water, so take advantage of it. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The House overwhelmingly approving a Ukraine aid package.
The vote was 311 to 112 with one member voting present. The bill totals $61 billion, passed during a rare Saturday session as part of an overall proposal for $95 billion in foreign aid, with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region.
That is George Williams reporting. A major boost for Donald Trump.
He's got momentum on his side. He's leading in a number of really important swing states. By anywhere from 2 to 8 percentage points.
Iowa GOP Senator Joni Ernst says it's unlikely that President Biden could even come close to winning a second term in office.
Well, he's such a disaster on the foreign stage, on the world stage, but right here domestically, you know, he has failed the American people.
Senator Ernst spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Also, at townhall.com, former President Donald Trump campaigning later today. He will be stopping in Wilmington, North Carolina. Senate this week dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove him from office. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Mayorkas should have been tried for his handling of the border issue.
He should have been able to present his case. If he's really innocent, then he would have presented his case and proven his innocence. But he couldn't do that. So Schumer used some of his henchmen to literally just discard this, and the American people are disgusted by it.
The full interview of the House Majority Leader Scalise will be heard on This Week on the Hill, this weekend on many of these same stations. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Rough week on Wall Street.
The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% Friday to close out its third straight losing week. The Nasdaq tumbled 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was an outlier and rose 0.6%. Supermicro Computer lost more than a fifth of its value. NVIDIA was the single heaviest weight on the S&P 500. Helping to limit the market's losses was American Express, which rose after reporting stronger than expected profit for its latest quarter. Fifth Third Bancorp also rose after it likewise topped expectations. Damian Troisi, New York.
An attorney wants a federal court to overturn a Florida law that she claims discriminates against Chinese citizens by barring them from purchasing real estate in the area. But another attorney representing the state says the law addresses security concerns. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Supreme Court in Nevada has handed setbacks to gun right defenders and pro-life activists in two new rulings.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument. The 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheer the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Record Store Day, celebrating independent retail music sellers that have endured long after the megastores closed. Most stores offer special releases of very popular vinyl records, believe it or not, with a number of other features. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Someone go tell Kermit it's definitely easy being green. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. While the left blames corporate America, not only are green companies not paying taxes, they're getting $1.8 trillion of your taxpayer money. Why did we pass the Inflation Reduction Act again? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
And hello, everyone. Welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your beagle acting a bit bashful? Does your Siamese kitten have you totally stumped? Are your chihuahuas behaving a little cranky? You know they are. Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really, really want to understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or you just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real
pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, maybe it's jumping, chewing, humping, scratching, maybe your cat's looking at that little box and says, no way I'm peeing in there, you got a new cat and the previous cat's not thrilled, you take your dog for a walk, he sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, or perhaps you're just digging holes in your backyard, or your cat is waking you up in the middle of the night. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We resolve any issues that you may be having with your dogs and cats, but a lot more likely, any issues your dog or cats may be having with you. So if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you recently adopted, great time to give me a call. I do have some gifts to give away. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. As I said, plenty of time for your calls, lots of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions, and I got some stuff to give away as well. So again, that number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what I do have planned for the show today, okay? Your questions are always my priority, but coming up on today's show, you know, dogs were originally bred to work. Every breed had a different ability. Some are herding dogs, some are protection dogs, some are rodent dogs. But so many dogs now are standing on the unemployment line. I mean that seriously. Dog enrichment. We're going to take a look at how to improve your dog's behavior by just letting them be dogs. We'll talk about that on the show as well. So also coming up, the power of the purr. You know, more than your cat's just being content, purring can actually make your cats healthier. The reasons your cats really purr coming up on the show today as well. And I know this is going to sound a little eccentric, and I've talked about this before. It is so, so difficult to say goodbye when our dogs and cats cross over the rainbow bridge. I know it's tough. Listen, I've said goodbye to hundreds and hundreds. But a brand new study, an interesting study, suggests that having paranormal encounters with your pets may just help with the grieving. Literally, having paranormal encounters with your pets may help you with your grief. Also coming up, react to a listener's question to me about her dog or his dog chasing shadows. We'll take a look at that as well. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. I've got some great stuff to give away as well. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe they're confused about the litter box, maybe that new rescue dog isn't housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, or the dog just believes that everything he sees he must hump, give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Lots of interesting things to talk about today. I want to get your responses as well. You know, some people think I'm crazy when I talk about paranormal and your pets, but we're going to talk about that. The question of the day is pretty simple. If your dog, well, your cat, doesn't make any difference. If your dog or cat literally had a human job, what would your dog or cat be? Would it be a white collar worker? Would it be a blue collar worker? If your dog or cat literally had a job, what would that job be? Give me a call, and if you get through, maybe I'll send you a great gift, or at least your pet a great gift. Again, the number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know, it's interesting, and I was doing my LA show, and you know, I do my LA show just before I come on the air with you guys here. And I asked that same question about paranormal. And it was interesting, and because sometimes people say, all right, Warren, I know, but some people were really kind of explaining to me their relationship with pets that they've had and how since their dogs and cats have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, specifically, they've noticed that there are times when they feel their dog or their cat's presence. So I want to hear from you guys about that as well. Also, as well, if your dog or cat had a job, what would it be? The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Before we get started on today's show, before we take any calls, and by the way, we do have a few open lines here, 877-725-8255. I want to talk about what is dog enrichment? And then I want to get your take on it as well. You know, enrichment is providing animals with needs that satisfy their instinctive behavior, which also promote physical, psychological, and emotional well-being. Enrichment provides an outlet for instincts such as chewing, digging, hunting, herding, or even scent tracking. Dogs today often don't have a job, and as I joked, they're stranded on the unemployment line without appropriate ways to use their natural gifts. And very often, dogs will often exhibit problem behaviors such as boredom or become stressed or anxious or even aggressive if they're not able to enrich their lives. Now, I know for some people out there, they, you know, a dog's just a dog. But anyone who's been lucky enough to have lived with dogs or cats for that matter, but in this case, dogs, realizes how incredibly bright they are. And I would have to be honest with you, having trained thousands of dogs that I've worked with in every continent, basically, except for Antarctica, maybe I'll get there someday, the bottom line is that giving your dog the opportunity just to be a dog is really, really, really important. Sometimes behavioral issues crop up because we don't give them that opportunity. So it's okay to let your dog dig. I know you don't want your backyard dug up, so put a kiddie pool in the backyard, fill it with sand, and give your dog a place to dig. These are all real important factors in making sure that your dog is really, really healthy and happy. So those are some of the things I would check into in terms of dog enrichment. And lots of times I get calls from listeners, and they'll say to me, Warren, you know, my dog is doing this wrong or my dog is doing that wrong, but they're looking at it specifically from the human perspective, not the dog's perspective. So we're going to talk about dog enrichment coming up. We're also going to take a look at the purr. A lot of people just assume that when a cat purrs, it's happy, but there's other reasons a cat purrs as well. But the other thing that's real important, and I got a lot of response on my LA show, is the concept of whether or not when a dog or cat crosses over, if somehow their spirit or something remains behind. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, we got some stuff to give away on the show as well today. I'll be giving away some Lucy pet food. I'll be giving away some kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either the dog book or the cat book. I'll be giving away some air horns and some t-shirts as well. So it's a great time to give me a call. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get to your phone calls. Listen, for years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and what an incredible product it is. Let me tell you why I'm such a believer in Lucy Pet Food. You know, you see commercials on TV, you go to the pet store, you go to the food store, you see all these different brands of food on the market, and these pretty bags, they're all really, really nice. But how do you know what food you're really getting? How do you know what's really in there? You know, a lot of these dog food companies are actually owned by investment groups out of Wall Street. But let me tell you why Lucy Pet Food's so different. Lucy Pet Food, their CEO, his name, a good friend of mine, and just an amazing guy, can make all the difference in the world when it comes to pet food. In fact, that's why he has his own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California. He even has his own laboratory right here in Southern California, making sure that the Lucy Pet Food is the food that you should be feeding your dogs and cats. As a matter of fact, I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food to my pets now for almost 6 years, and you know how good they look. I want you to hear from a listener what they had to say about Lucy Pet Food. Here's the listener what they said.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, I hear these stories every day from listeners all across the U.S. and Canada thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. Here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, can't forget it, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. By the way, Lucy Company was named after Joey Herrick, the CEO, his own dog, Lucy. So if you go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, when you're there, spend just $35. It could be the Kitty Lickies, the Lucy Pet Food, dry or wet food for your dog or cat, the Hip to Be Square treats, which my dogs absolutely love, their dog food rolls. Go to LucyPetProducts.com, spend just $35 on their website, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartlands. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Me And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or comment, want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching, or doesn't get along with the other cat. Great time to call me. I do got some things to give away. The question of the day is, if your dog had a job, what would that job be? The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Lots of good stuff coming up on today's show. We're going to talk about, and I know we're going to talk a lot about what type of job your dog or cat would have. I know it was an important topic on my Los Angeles show, so I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Or any other questions you might have is... A lot of people, I had an interesting call this week from a listener. If we get time, I'll share it with you. It was actually an Ask Warren. By the way, you can send me questions on my website, thepetshow.com. Can't answer them all, but I try to answer as many as I possibly can. It was a grandfather who said that his granddog is chasing shadows and no one can help him out. So maybe we'll have some time. I'll go over why the dog is chasing shadows and what you can do about that, or how I was able to resolve it. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let's start up with Elaine calling from Milford, Delaware. Hey, Elaine, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
I thought you might enjoy finding out what my new cat from the SPCA would be, what job he would have. He would be a cat burglar.
Why, is he stealing stuff? Is that it?
Everything. Everything out of the kitchen, because he was a stray, apparently. And he got used to maybe finding whatever he could find and get it from other cats, animals, and on top of that, I found out he was deaf after I had him for 3 weeks.
Is he a white cat? Is he a white cat?
No, he's a tabby. Hmm. 6 to 8 months, and he steals everything, and he goes and hides it in my husband's crock, you know, a black crock, a piece of bread right out of the toaster, a cake of something I just baked.
But think about it from you. Think about it from a cat's point of view. You have a deaf cat, and bless you for taking this cat in from the SPCA. You have a deaf cat that had to survive, probably God only knows how it survived, where it survived, what it had to do, had no type of stimulation in its life, didn't have the stimulation of hearing. So whatever it was able to find was some way of entertaining itself. So the things that are going on in your house right now are perfectly normal, where if a cat was unable to have all these things on a regular basis, they almost become like human hoarders. They get the things that they get and they hoard them or put them away or hide them, assuming that someone is going to take them away because it either happened in the past or they didn't have enough things to take in the past as well. So how do you resolve this issue? Basically, we need to flood your cat. What do I mean by that? What we need to do is constantly have new things for your cat in the home until he gets through this. How long have you had the cat now, Elaine?
About 1 month.
Okay, it's still a really new period. So here's some of the things I'm going to recommend, okay? Number one, okay. I talk about this every week on the show, cardboard boxes, paper bags, organic catnip, other safe organic plants. The more things you put in the home, especially cardboard boxes, your cat is always looking for new things. So the bottom line
is... They love it.
Yeah, and they're free. So you can put new cardboard boxes in the house every single day. One's going to smell like fish. One's going to smell like chicken. But more importantly, be creative. Cut little tunnels in them. Put one on top of the other. Make a duplex, a truck, whatever you need to do. Leave them down for a day or two, then toss them out. I think that's really, really important.
Right.
What I would also do, though, is take a towel, and I would wipe it on the cat, and then I would take that towel and wipe it on some of those boxes as well, so it feels like it's a place he's already been to. You know, it's only been with you a month, and as we said, we don't know the background of this cat. It's going to take a lot more time. I've had cats that have been out on the streets that I've rescued over the years, and some cats have taken me 3 months, 6 months. I've had one cat that took me almost 2 years to bring around because he was so mistreated and so abused. And when I say mistreated or abused, not necessarily by people, but just being out in the environment. So we need to give this cat a little bit more time to adjust. He will adjust, I promise. But the bottom line is make sure there's always new stuff coming into the house so his focus is on the new things and less on the things that are already around the house. Once we start doing that, we'll start noticing that the changes will be there. Now, in terms of the deafness, did anyone explain how to deal with a deaf cat to you?
No, they didn't even tell me he was deaf. I didn't know he was deaf until a couple weeks in, and he was not responding in any way to anything.
Let me do this, Elaine. I don't want to rush you. Let's put Elaine on hold. We're going to have to take a break in a minute, and we'll come back to you, Elaine. We'll get to Jim in Duluth. I love Duluth, Minnesota, one of my favorite places. And also, we're going to get to Virgil in Lakeland, Florida. So we'll get to your calls. The question of the day is, if your dog had a job, what would it be? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls on Warren Next Time. You're listening to the Pet Show.
To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, this is Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, if your dog had a job, what would he be or she be? Blue collar, white collar, diplomat. Give me a call. Let me know. Politician. One of my dogs would definitely be a politician. The phone number again, 877-725-8255. Before the last break, we were talking to my friend Elaine in Milford, Delaware, who had an answer to the question. But I think let's get back to Elaine. Elaine, so you next, you had a follow-up question for me. What was it again?
He's deaf. He's a cat burglar.
Okay. Here's something.
My husband calls him Bandit.
Now, how does he get along? Does he really get along well with you and your husband?
Ignores us, doesn't look at us. I can't make communication.
Here's what you need to do. I want you to go out and get yourself a high-intensity flashlight.
Okay.
And what you do with the flashlight is just give it one flash maybe on the ground before you feed him. And then maybe when you're going, so in other words, I do this all the time. There are so many dogs that have lost their hearing, so many cats that have lost their hearing, and one of the best ways to get them to respond is by using a high-intensity flashlight. You can use it on the wall. You can use it on the floor. You can use it by, so there's a number of things you can do, but it gives you a way to communicate with them. And very often, with the flashlight, I was able to use a hand signal as well. So the flashlight, put my hand in a certain position, the cat associated my hand in a flashlight with food, and eventually I was able to remove my... So, yeah, there are a lot of things you can do with a cat that lost its hearing. So I guarantee you a few more months you won't have any idea. You just got to be real careful not to let the cat outside. How's that sound, Elaine?
Oh, for sure, not outside. No. It was kind of ugly here the first 2 weeks with our other cat. You know, the deaf cat does meow and growl and stuff like that, and then the other one we had, Tuffy, which he lives up to his name, they were at it.
Well, let me ask you a question, Elaine, in Delaware.
Yeah.
How would you feel if tomorrow another woman moved into your house, used your stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And how would your husband feel if another person moved into his house and used all of his toys? He would not be thrilled about it. So it's going to take some time to adapt. So give it some more time. What I'm going to do, Elaine, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. Bless you for taking this cat in and understanding that the cat's deaf. But there's so many ways over the years, having trained as many animals I've worked with, there are so many different ways when you're dealing with dogs and cats that have certain challenges or disabilities. And that that high-intensity flashlight is one, vibrations with a dog that is visually challenged or a cat that's visually challenged. So no such thing as handicap, just challenged when it comes to our pets and people for that matter as well. Hey, Jim, Duluth, Minnesota, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi.
Hey, Jim, what's the weather like in Duluth today?
It's very sunny and pleasant, but there's a kind of a biting wind. It's that winter wind when the air is cold. It's about
my heart breaks. It's 90. It's 93 degrees right now.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what can I do to help you out today, Jim?
Okay, we got two cats. One cat, a tuxedo cat, we had for about over a year. The other one we got a couple months ago. The second cat is also a tuxedo. He beats up on the first one. He can't stand him. He's challenging, you know, the first cat. You know, he fights him all the time.
So, in other words, it's the first cat that's the more aggressor? Is that what you're saying?
No, the second cat, the new cat.
Okay, now tell me more about the new cat. Where did the new cat come from? How long have you had you've had him for a month. Where did he come from? What kind of background, anything you know?
Well, we got it from Animal Allies, and they said that it was just a cat they found out on the street, and so they didn't really have any information on the background.
Okay, so you answered pretty much your own question. You have the cat that you took in, and bless you for doing it, was out on the street, probably had to fight for every single morsel of food, every single inch of space that it got. So now he comes into your home, it's warm, it's comfortable, there's food, but yet there's another interloper there, the cat that's been there. What I would have done from day one is I would have done the scent swapping at first. I would have given the opportunity to get to know each other's scent before putting them together. Number two is I want you to put down three litter boxes. Are both cats using a litter box?
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Okay. Put down a third litter box temporarily. Doesn't have to be down for life. When you feed the cats, what I recommend that you do is feed them several small meals throughout the day, so there's kind of food being brought out several times throughout the day, so there's no possessiveness over the food. That's number one. And if you heard the last call when I was speaking to Elaine, who called from Delaware, I suggested cardboard boxes and paper bags. And the reason I say that is one of the best ways to resolve this type of issue is through distraction therapy, making sure there are so many other things distracting the new cat. Now, my final question to you is, can you pick up both cats? Can both cats be held?
Yes. They're both very friendly, relaxed at home.
Okay. So here's your homework, Jim. Here's your homework, okay? Every day, once or twice a day, for 5 minutes, if you can sit on one side of the couch holding one of the cats, have the other family member sitting on the other side of the couch holding the other cat, spend 5 minutes there. When the cats ignore each other, that is enough for that day. That is it. That's enough. You can go back hours later, but that's enough for that period of time. Once every time they're together, especially when you're socializing them, you need to make sure it ends in a positive way. If it ends positively, because cats learn through association, they'll get the idea. So distraction with the paper bags, the cardboard boxes, as I said to Elaine, change them every day. If they're focused on all these new things coming to the house, that's great. Now remember, this cat that was living outside is in a survival mode. And it's no different than a human being. You know, whatever I can get on, I got to survive. You have to understand that we have to build up the cat's confidence a little bit at a time, and that's what's going to make the difference at this point.
And the older cat we had first just had 65 porcupine quills pulled out of him yesterday. So,
wow. Give him some time to heal up from the porcupine wounds. But there's no reason they should not get along with each other. You just got to give it a little bit more time, a little more patience. If you have access to a computer, you might want to go to my website, thepetshow.com, and there's a great article I wrote there on first pet psychology, how to get them along. So give it a shot. Give it some more time. Give me a call back in another couple of weeks, because 2 weeks can make a big difference. It's only been a month. But remember, the cat that came into the household, we don't have any idea what that poor cat's been through on the outside. Therefore, when he comes into a nice, comfortable situation, he's going to be more aggressive. Little by little, that aggression will dissipate if you socialize and you distract, and little by little, they realize that they're not going to be challenging each other. So follow, I'm assuming they're both neutered. Follow my advice. I'm going to put you on hold, Jim. I'm going to send you for your cat some kitty lickies. When you're holding them in the room, give each one of the kitty lickies, and they'll get the idea. You know, my listeners are the most amazing people in the world, and it's important that we understand and and that there are so many dogs and cats that come into our homes, and you guys are the best. You know, you're rescuing dogs constantly, you're rescuing cats constantly, but sometimes it's not that they come with baggage, it's they come with lack of exposure, lack of socializing, and if we do that a little bit at a time, we can bring them around. You know, so many of the dogs I rescued over the years when I was a peace officer and I was doing a lot of dog fight breaking up back on the East Coast many years ago, some of these dogs have never been socialized. They've never been around people. But little by little, if you make sure every time you're with them, it ends in a positive way, little by little, you build up that self-esteem, you build up that confidence, and it makes all the difference in the world. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go to Virgil. We'll go to Ann. I got a couple of open lines, pretty rare here. So if you have a question or comment, great time to give me a call. Or if you just want to answer my question of the day is, if your dog or cat had a job, what job would that be? Give me a call and let me know, because later on I'm going to talk about the importance of what enrichment. I mentioned enrichment before, but it's really important to let your dog be a dog. So many people sit, stay, don't do this, don't go out, don't sniff, don't jump, don't play, don't jig. You make your dogs crazy, which creates a lot of behavioral issues. So we'll talk more about that. We'll continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. I do have some more Kitty Licky, some Lucy pet food to give away. I got a couple of my best-selling books to give away, those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, maybe even a couple of air horns. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break and then back to your phone calls. You know, you hear me talk about my Hugs and Kisses supplement. I developed Hugs and Kisses a long, long time ago. And about 4 years ago, we made some major changes, making Hugs and Kisses even more beneficial than before. And here's why. We added glucosamine and chondroitin for hips and joints. We added prebiotics and probiotics. What does that mean? That means your dogs and cats will have the strongest gut available. We all know now that if a cat or a dog or a human being has a healthy gut, the rest of the body follows along. It also helps prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, and dandruff. Now, Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon, but I believe Amazon's out of the dog. They may still have the cat. They'll be getting it back in soon. But it is available right now. You can check out the Hugs and Kisses supplement at Walmart.com. That's Walmart.com. And by the way, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, this is the first and only time thepetshow.com is throwing a BOGO sale. Buy one NatureVet wellness product, get the second one free. These are top quality pet supplements and wellness products at insanely affordable prices. Just select two of the NatureVet products on my website, thepetshow.com. Enter the code BOGO, B-O-G-O, at checkout. Whether it's joint support, allergy aid, calming aid, NatureVet has a product you need. Enter BOGO at checkout. Buy one, get one free on NatureVet products at thepetshow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We dismiss history at our peril. Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
On the Peg Show on Warren Eckstein. On my L.A. show, there was a little bit of a controversy because people were talking about the concept that they believe that some people said that dogs are more calming. Dogs reduce stress a lot more than cats do. Dogs reduce anxiety. And my feline lovers called in and they disagreed. They said cats are just as important to our emotional health as dogs. So let me pass that out to you guys. What do you think? Are cats just as helpful in alleviating stress and anxiety, improving your mood? Give me a call. The phone number 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Hey, Virgil in Florida, welcome to the Pet Show.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Virgil. How about yourself?
Good. I was calling in and tell you about my dog. He'd be a human. I think
yeah,
he'd be
that.
Like a military observer. You know, not really a guard dog. But he's always curious and looking, but he's retired now, so he's about 15 years old. He's a mixed cur bull terrier.
We call him a blended breed, Virgil. So you think he would be one of those people on the mountain with binoculars, taking a look at what's going on and reporting back to the troops?
Right, but he'd also be down in the jungle. Looking, you know, getting closer to the enemy and finding exactly what they got.
There you go. So have you had him all 15 years?
Pretty much.
Yeah, God. Is he pretty healthy now?
He's pretty healthy. I can get him checked, you know, a couple times a year. He's old now, so he sometimes has trouble with his bowels. I can't get him outside enough.
Virgil, let me do this. It's a great call, by the way, and I think I love people that can understand that their dogs and their cats can have personalities and do things as well. Virgil, don't go anywhere. Great call. Let's put Virgil on hold. And Virgil, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your dog that may help with the gut, may help with the digestion. I'll tell you why. Lucy pet food has, both prebiotics and probiotics, which may be exactly what the dog needs. So on its way to you, Virgil, give him a hug and a kiss, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the rest of your calls, including you, Ann, in Delaware. But right now, I want you to help. If you were absolutely positive, if you really knew that every single dollar you donated to somebody can actually change a life, change a destiny of literally thousands of dogs and cats that were deserted, thrown out of cars in the streets, in the forest, in the woods, all across America. If you knew that every dollar could make a difference, isn't that a legacy that you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 44 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue could never be able to do the amazing, life-saving, incredible work they do every single moment of every day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives, and I want you to listen to this, they actually provide lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. That's why they need your help. That's why Delta is the group that I believe deserves your dollars. That's why personally I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. It will make your legacy work for the animals when they need it most right now. It also avoids fundraising costs and provides tax benefits for you. Win-win for everyone. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com and prove every day that your dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to the animals. I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans, but every donation, a dollar, $5, $1 million, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just healthy, not even just happy, not even just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their life, and every living thing needs to be loved. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, read the individual stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued, then contact them. So log on to DeltaRescue.org, that's DeltaRescue.org, or if you prefer, you can text them to dogs to 801-801, that's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Back on the Pet Show, all more next time. Here's the deal, Ann. We got a break for the top of the hour. You'll be my first call coming back. Then we're going to go to Dave in Washington State. We also got Ashley calling from, I believe it's Michigan. We'll get to all your calls, plenty of time for your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. The question was, if your dog had a job, what would that job be? But also coming up in the next hour, some real important information. The power of the purr. You know, a lot of people just assume when their cat purrs, it means that the cat is relaxed. There's a lot more to your cat's purr. It can actually make your cat healthier. So I'm going to give you all the different reasons why your cat's purring. It may be not what you're thinking. Also coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about how hard it is to say goodbye to our pets when we have to say goodbye and they cross the Rainbow Bridge. I want to talk about those paranormal encounters. I know it sounds really strange to people, but I got to tell you, on my LA show and for people texting me and emailing me, a lot of people believe, like I do, that they really never leave us, only their body does. So we're going to talk about that. And if we have time, a letter I answered from one of my listeners suggesting that his dog is chasing shadows. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to...
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.